T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. And another hot one today, and the humidity ramping up as well. Let's go live to AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz. Matt?
Yeah, we're up to 86 degrees now in the park, and compared to yesterday, well, not too far off, but the big difference are those humidity levels. We are way more humid here this morning compared to yesterday morning, and it's that air that you can wear. You feel it hug you when you walk outside, and that's what's going to keep temperatures down just a little bit compared to yesterday. But don't let that fool you. It's going to be as hot, if not feel that it's going to be hotter compared to yesterday. And that's why we talk about the AccuWeather real field temperatures. And those will be into the upper 90s here this afternoon. So a high of 89 degrees in the city today, lower 90s for some of the inland suburbs. But those real fields well into the 90s here for this afternoon. And we will not lose the humidity at any time soon. Tomorrow and Wednesday, still warm and quite humid. We'll also see a thunderstorm in spots developing here later this afternoon, also for tomorrow afternoon and Wednesday afternoon. No relief in this forecast until the end of the work week. Bridget?
Oh, boy. All right, Matt. Some iconic concerts have been staged in Central Park over the years.
Well, you know what? We want to have fireworks tonight. But they wouldn't let us have that. Well, we'll make our own fireworks here.
Paul Simon there as he reunited with Art Garfunkel at the park. Mayor de Blasio wants another show. He has called on 89-year-old music producer Clive Davis to pull together a big show in August. No specific date just yet.
This is going to be an amazing, memorable, once-in-a-lifetime week in New York City.
Well, no artists have been confirmed, but note this, Clive Davis works with everybody from Bruce Springsteen to Alicia Keys. The mayor described the show as part of a homecoming week to show that New York City is back. Hope your child took that mask along to school this morning.
Two conflicting announcements from the state on the indoor mask policy in schools for vaccinated kids. After health department officials said Friday that masks can come off starting this week, schools were informed late Sunday by the Education Department that the policy would not change after all, that all students must continue wearing their masks in school. Education officials say they will wait for CDC guidance before making the policy change. Some local officials who started the weekend with praise of the change ended it, critical of the reversal. Nassau Executive Laura Curran is demanding immediate clarification, saying the conflicting messaging from Albany has caused confusion. For New York City students, however, they have had no impact because Mayor de Blasio didn't adopt the change in policy by the state, saying that all kids would be required to wear masks in school. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds in Queens.
Justin Wallace had been planning his 11th party tomorrow, but now his devastated family is making funeral arrangements. Justin was shot while visiting relatives in Far Rockaway over the weekend, reportedly in a fight over a shared driveway. More from our Glenn Chuck.
As Justin Wallace opened the door to leave his aunt's house in Queens Saturday night, he was shot in the stomach and killed. His 29-year-old cousin wounded, the gunman pulling up to the house on Beach 45th Street and firing rapidly 8 times. Mayor de Blasio visiting with the family last evening, calling the shooter a coward and promising justice. We spoke with Justin's father, Albert.
This tarnishing my life for the rest of my life. This is not something that your neighbor's son or your neighbor friend or something like that. This is my seed.
Now the hunt for the shooter goes on. There were reports now that this was all possibly about a dispute over parking earlier in the day. Now Justin would have turned 11 tomorrow. His family describes him as a loving boy, a math whiz, who loved his dog. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Queens.
Well, there was a chaotic scene in Midtown last night as a hit-and-run driver collided with a pedicab. This happened on 48th and 8th. The driver took off, struck a parked car, flipped his vehicle. Police took him into custody. There is no immediate word on charges. Two people were hurt, including the pedicab driver who refused medical attention. There is another way to get around town today. The New York Waterway has restarted its weekday rush hour service from New Jersey to Midtown. The ferry service runs from Paulus Hook in Jersey City and from the Hoboken, New Jersey Transit Terminal during both the a.m. and p.m. commutes. You need a mask, and they say the ferries are continuously sanitized. Fireworks at the next debate Thursday? Probably. Eric Adams is number one in a new mayoral poll. New York One Spectrum has him at 22% now, with a 6-point lead over Andrew Yang at 16% for Yang. Catherine Garcia jumped from 4% in April to 15%. She's number three now in this poll. In fourth place, Scott Stringer. He's at 10%. A new accuser surfaced over the weekend. Maya Wiley, endorsed by AOC, is fifth with 9%. The candidates debate our partners at CBS2. Co-host at 7 o'clock Thursday night, and you can hear it live on 1010 Wins, the primary, of course, on June 22nd.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.